We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello caring viewers and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguirre, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani de Piraquay, channel 30, and in Hoqueta, channel 32 on Damor Esa. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40, formerly 24, in Limbe and environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Char, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, channel 107 on Tangtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Jiayi City, channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Bank donates $35 million in aid to Yemen. In science news, a United States spacecraft finds water on Saturn's largest moon. In community news, a Canadian hero saves the lives of two and turns his own around. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 28th, is the birthday of the President of France, His Excellency Nicolas Sarkozy, born in Paris in 1955. President since 2007, His Excellency has shown strong dedication to taking measures concerning global warming. His Excellency has called for international talks in 2010 to help bring about an agreement on carbon emission reductions. President Sarkozy has also proposed a World Environment Organization to assist countries in halting climate change. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency President Nicolas Sarkozy, for your commitment to protecting our planet. May Your Excellency have a very happy and blessed birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Haiti. The impacts following the massive January 12th earthquake have mounted over the past 2 weeks, with official estimates of 150,000 people perished, 194,000 injured, and 1.5 million who have been forced to live on the streets. In the most heavily hit capital city of Port-au-Prince, signs of normalcy, such as banks and stores being repaired and reopened, were nevertheless countered by the large groups of people still lacking basic necessities to survive over the coming weeks. We now join Supreme Master Television's Haitian correspondent.
In Haiti, we need help now.
We don't have any parents, we don't have anybody.
Nous rapportons aujourd'hui directement pour Supreme Master TV. On est présentement à la capitale d'Haïti qui est Port-au-Prince, puisque les gens ont vraiment besoin d'aide, les endroits où les gens n'ont pas d'eau, les endroits où les gens n'ont rien à manger, les endroits où les gens ont vraiment besoin de médicaments.
In Haiti, we need help now.
Since the immediate aftermath of the earthquake, Supreme Master Qinghai has been deeply concerned for the afflicted people, and in addition to an initial $40,000 donation, asked that our association's relief team go to help the vulnerable, especially those in need of surgery and vital medical treatment. With additional contributions from our association members that continue to rise, the total donation is currently more than $190,000, an amount that could purchase $6.9 million in essential supplies if bought in the United States based on Haiti's cost of living. With nearly all members covering their own travel expenses, our association's relief teams have been working together to provide humanitarian relief, medical treatment, and vegan meal preparation.
Donc, nous allons pouvoir aider les gens qui sont vraiment dans le besoin. Après ce terrible tremblement de terre.
While our association's medical team members have been treating patients in Carrefour, another group began acquiring more supplies in the Dominican Republic and assessing the needs of underserved Haitian areas. Our association's relief team leader shared more details via telephone.
We go to search, you know, about some information that because they say that in some place they need, they still need doctors and nurses with the Red Cross. They told me, you know, in some place they have people in the street, some injured people. Yeah, nobody, you know, care about them. I go there and check everything about how is the situation there in Port-au-Prince.
The vegan food has also been warmly received, in many cases being the only immediate sustenance for hungry relief recipients.
Especially when we give the milk for the children, they say that we almost save, you know, the children here because sometimes they have already many days without milk. They say many love to mother. They say, please, you know, tell her that she had a big heart and that God bless her, tell her also that they love her, and they always will remember her.
In a response to our association's relief work in Haiti, Supreme Master Chinghai sent the following heartfelt message. To all relief team members in Haiti, words cannot express enough of my gratitude for all your unconditional devotion and help to the victims of the Haitian earthquake. It brought tears to my eyes and touched my heart profoundly. Their sorrow also weakens my emotion. I thank you from the depth of my heart for being there in their hour of need. May God bless you. May God protect the survivors. With all my love, Chinghai.
We are grateful to the Red Cross and other government and civil organizations who continue to provide much-needed support in post-quake Haiti. We also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for extending her unconditional assistance and our association's relief team for all their efforts. Our prayers for Haiti's speedy restoration and comfort, and for a peaceful atmosphere worldwide in which tragic events as these are a thing of the past.
Blizzard brings more snow and freezing cold to northwestern China. In what has been called the worst snowstorm in 60 years, 13 people in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region perished as the most recent blizzard also left nearly 1,200 people ill or injured and prompted the evacuation of 162,000 for their safety.
Some 7,125 residential buildings were toppled and nearly 22,000 homes were damaged. Over 1.4 million people have been affected by the severe weather, particularly in Altai and Tacheng. In addition, avalanches were triggered in the Ili Kazakh Autonomous Prefecture, with the area experiencing a shortage of food and supplies for warmth. Both the national and regional governments have announced that relief allocations will be provided.
After early January's severe snowfall in the Xinjiang and Inner Mongolia autonomous regions, Supreme Master Chinghai asked that our local association members go assist those in need as conditions permitted. Sending her heartfelt condolences and prayers, she also said that necessary financial assistance was available.
Our gratitude, Chinese officials, for your work to ease the situation. We also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her thoughtful care extended to the snowstorm afflicted. With our sincere sympathies, we pray for the protection of the Chinese people and that such weather extremes subside as humanity strives toward kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Deadly mudslides near Machu Picchu, Peru. The heaviest rains in 15 years have inundated the southern region of Cuzco, Peru, causing mudslides that cost the lives of at least 7 people and isolated the ancient citadel at Machu Picchu as one bridge collapsed and another became submerged. At least 2,000 homes have been destroyed and some 10,000 people are affected, around 2,000 of whom are tourists. Trains have also been cancelled due to landslide damage and a state of emergency has been declared for the region.
Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Chinghai requested that our native or nearby association members to please go help the most vulnerable. She added that funds are available if needed. Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Chinghai's caring assistance extended to the Peruvian people. May heaven comfort those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the smooth recovery of the storm afflicted and that such distressing events are minimized through our efforts to live in closer harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Am I supposed to say anything?
No. European Union and Mauritania normalise relations. Following June 2009 general elections for the country's new leadership and restoration of constitutional order, the European Union announced a resuming of diplomatic relations with the Islamic Republic of Mauritania on Monday, January 25th. As part of the rapprochement process, the European Union has pledged to support continued democracy, national unity, and economic development. Our respectful congratulations, European Union and Mauritania, on your renewed relations. May the gracious people of all your nations flourish in peace and prosperity.
Processed meat sickens nearly 200 people across 38 US states. Around 1.2 million pounds of pepper-coated salami were recalled on Saturday, January 23rd, by a meat company in Rhode Island State due to concerns that it is responsible for the 184 people who have fallen ill thus far since July 2009 with salmonella contamination. Food poisoning from salmonella often originates in contaminated meat or eggs and can be life-threatening in vulnerable populations. We are thankful for the recall to protect public health as we send our prayers for the soon recovery of those who have been stricken. Let us all choose the plant-based lifestyle as the safest and most humane to offer ourselves and our cherished loved ones.
Author Jonathan Safran Foer reveals truth of free-range chickens. Speaking recently in Washington, D.C., USA, the American author of the book Eating Animals presented information about the deceptive labeling of eggs from so-called cage-free hens, highlighting the fact that there is no legal definition for the terms free-range or cage-free. Mr. Foer stated that in reality, these eggs come from chickens that are crammed together in unventilated warehouses and forced to dwell in their own waste day and night.
Human workers entering the environments often wear gas masks to prevent permanent damage to their own lungs. These same hens are cruelly debeaked, starved for days to restart egg-laying cycles, and die prematurely from being slaughtered when they are no longer of use. Moreover, millions of male chicks are disposed like trash, suffocated in plastic bags or ground alive into fertilizer or feed. The author pointed out that free-range or cage-free labeling is thus not only deceptive, it is morally reprehensible as it allows companies to profit from consumers' stated desire to alleviate animal suffering while doing nothing toward this goal whatsoever.
Mr. Jonathan Safran Foer, we earnestly appreciate your research that encourages more informed choices about harmful practices as these. Blessed be such efforts as yours in bringing greater recognition of all animals' God-given nature and the sanctity of their lives.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
U.S. Embassy in Ghana honors Peacemaker. In recognition of her 20 years of dedicated involvement in mobilizing youth, women, farmers, elders, and chiefs toward goals of regional peace through dialogue, Miss Jeanette Adama Mohammed has been presented with the 2010 Martin Luther King Jr. Award for Peace and Social Justice at the U.S. Embassy in Accra, Ghana. Upon receiving the distinction, Miss Mohammed expressed her gratitude and stated, "Attaining peace is a phenomenon worth working for." She later encouraged all those involved in humanitarian service to continue in their worthwhile efforts for the benefit of humanity. Our sincere accolades and admiration, Miss Mohammed, for your devoted work and noble achievements. May Allah bless your endeavors and the people of Ghana with continued progress through harmony and brotherly love.
Save our planet. Pakistan adversely affected by climate change. A new report by the UK-based charity Oxfam has found that although Pakistan emits only a small fraction of the world's total greenhouse gases, it is being significantly impacted by global warming.
noting more frequent and intense extreme weather events along with hotter summers and warmer winters, the report stated that some 40% of residents have become increasingly vulnerable to coastal rainfall, increased cyclones, flooding in some areas and drought in others. Besides the property devastation caused by extreme weather events, farmers report that many crops are also destroyed by floods or diminished by shortened agricultural cycles overall. The resulting losses are causing poverty levels to rise.
We are deeply saddened to learn of the suffering of Pakistan's gracious people. Let us unite in protecting our planet for the sake of all cherished inhabitants.
In these urgent times, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often reminded of the actions that we can take to alleviate the tolls of global warming, as during a June 2008 video conference with our association members in London, England.
It's just getting worse nowadays. More obvious. You just have to tune in to any TV channels, any radio, read any newspapers. They are full of reports, almost daily, about world hunger and the shortage of food, unaffordable food prices, unaffordable daily necessity, basic necessity, and unprecedented frequent disasters, and crop failures due to bad weathers, and the non-stoppable sea rising levels, high price fuel shortages, incurable or strange new diseases. All of these are happening now. Veganism is the only solution. It's the best, the fastest solution. I pray that people in the world wake up on time and just forsake that piece of meat. Then everything will be just fine. Everything will be beautiful. Nice, peaceful.
Save our planet. China's Vice Premier Zhang Dezhang announces national plans to promote eco-friendly transportation and build a sustainable low-emission transport sector.
Save our planet. UK researchers at the University of Leeds report that although the ozone hole over the Antarctic has been viewed as a vast environmental threat, its repair is also ending its cooling effect and creating more rapid warming in the southern hemisphere.
Save our planet. A report commissioned by the Indonesian government recommends halting peatland conversion, which accounts for 50% of Indonesia's total greenhouse gas emissions and increases the risk of flooding.
Save our planet. US scientists studying historical data from cave samples dating back 45,000 years state that current warm events and cold reversal patterns indicate that the American Southwest is heading into a prolonged period of severe drought.
How are you, friends? I'm Dooney the Desert Tortoise, a vegan with a safety tip today. If you have children in your home, make sure your bookcases are securely attached to the wall. Sometimes kids like to climb or pull on a bookshelf, which could cause it to tip over. Take care. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around our magnificent globe.
In environmental news, the World Bank will donate $35 million in grants to Yemen. The funds will be allocated to projects in areas such as water, agriculture, and coastlines. Yemen is one of 9 Arab states which are implementing specific climate change adaptation programs. Our heartfelt gratitude, World Bank, for your generous assistance. May the gracious people of Yemen be graced with a peaceful and viable future.
In science news, a United States spacecraft finds water on Saturn's largest moon. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration NASA Cassini spacecraft has picked up a flash of sunlight reflecting on the northern hemisphere of Saturn's moon, Titan. This is indicative of a lake containing liquid. Titan is the only other known planetary body besides Earth in the solar system which has been confirmed to harbor liquid. Congratulations, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, on your fascinating observation. We look forward to hearing more wonderful discoveries about our galactic neighbors, which may help us better appreciate the preciousness of our life-sustaining planets. Coming up, a Canadian hero is honored for rescuing 2 from icy waters. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. More celebratory news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a hope-filled world. In community news, a Canadian hero is recognized for his life-saving actions. Mr. Farron Hall received 2 commendations from the province of Manitoba's branch of the Royal Life Saving Society for selflessly rescuing 2 people from icy waters in separate incidents. Mr. Hall, formerly homeless and dependent on alcohol, has made great changes in his life. He now has housing and has completed a program to free himself of addictions. For his courageous efforts, Mr. Hall was also presented the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Qinghai, as well as a $2,000 check. Mr. Hall donated more than $900 to Winnipeg's Main Street Project's homeless shelter. God bless you, Mr. Farron Hall, for your bravery in saving others and taking significant positive steps in your own life. May you greet a bright future full of goodness.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Balinese entitled Free Ride.
Bapa Tani ajak ke Kurnane melali ke pasar gede. Bapa Tani ngon teken kapal-kapal terbange. Tur metakon teken pilote. Kudu sewan menikin kapale. 3 menit dah $1. Saut pilote ento. Bes mahal ento. Saut Bapa Tani. Pilote makenah kena aja bos. Lantas ngomong. Kene dogen. Yen bapa ajak Kurnane nyidayang menikin sejeruning 3 menit. Tusing nyerit. Tusing kena bia. Sakewala yang bapak nyerit, bapak mesti mayah $10. Bapak Tani lan Kurnane setuju. Lantas kemo ngobakin kapal terbangi. Sesubane yang ngenteng dana, pilote ngomong tekan Bapak Tani. Tiang ngaturang selamat. Sawire bapak tusing nyerit. Bapak anak muani wanen. Miribang gitu je. Gitu pesawat Bapak Tani. Nanging tiang patut ngorain ragane. Tiang meh-meh nyerit dugas kurenan tiangnya labuh.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Salad of Love from Little Mongolian Angels on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
What a wonderful show. I loved the confidence in the children and was so deeply touched by them being vegan that I know the vegan diet is the only way to go. It must be the vegan diet that made these sweet, beautiful, innocent children so entertaining on the program without any faltering. How amazing! I do hope that we may have them on the show again in the near future, as it was truly a blessing to watch them. May God bless you all and all at Supreme Master Television for your outstanding work in informing us and the public. We truly appreciate your unconditional love. And all the staff. Maria from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Marvelous Maria, thank you so much for your warm note. The innocence of the little Mongolian angels is truly delightful. Perhaps it gives us a glimpse of the happiness waiting for us in a vegan world. Please help share the information that by adopting the plant-based diet, we can still save our planet. Delicious recipes can be downloaded free of charge at www.suprememastertv.com/veg. With the love of the Providence to you and the high-thinking people of South Africa.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be guided by the love and wisdom of the Divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev mediates talks between Armenia and Azerbaijan to assist in achieving resolution for the Nagorno-Karabakh region.
In the interest of peace, Yemeni Zaidiyya leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi announces a ceasefire and voluntary withdrawal from all Saudi Arabian territories.
Acme Burger Co. in Utah, USA, a state known for cattle ranching, introduces a meat-free Monday menu, including a three-bean burger, a Thai tofu burger, and various other veg appetizers, soups, and salads.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority sends relief aid of food and medical supplies to assist those affected by recent floods in Palestine's Gaza Strip.
As part of the country's first draft bill for animal welfare, Chinese legal experts are calling for a ban that would illegalize dog and cat meat, with their proposed measures being submitted for government approval.
German scientists develop a robot that can change its walking pace according to sensory input, with the ability to learn from experience and adapt to changing conditions over time.
Dutch officials recover an ancient Iraqi clay tablet dating back to 2040 BC and have been given permission by Iraq's government to display the tablet as part of a special museum exhibit featuring other Iraqi antiquities.
In Roncheng Bay of Shandong Province, Chinese soldiers of the PLA Coastal Defense Force assist local military in feeding the swans to ensure the majestic bird's safety and well-being in their wintering spot.
Australia's Foreign Minister Stephen Smith announces his country's donation of nearly $500,000 to help train firefighting personnel in the African nation of Botswana.
Villages of Teo Ten Hamlet in Ao Lats or Vietnam's Bac Ninh province revive the ancient ceremonial singing style of Ca Chu with a popular new musical club.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.